Item 18?
Lost track.
Was that the Black Sea Bass?
Richard Bradford?
That is the case, yes, sir. I'd like to point the commission to Regulation 610, which in Section 30, Subsection D, is the exceptions to the two-year delay, which may be granted by the commissioner under certain following conditions. I'm going to hit on the key two here for this hearing. First off, the applicant for an exception has demonstrated to satisfaction the commissioner that the applicant has fished a significant quantity of commercial gear in Virginia waters during at least two of the previous 5 years, and can demonstrate to the satisfaction of the commissioner that a significant hardship caused by unforeseen circumstances beyond the applicant's control has prevented the applicant from making a timely application of registration. Also, within that same, on Subdivision 5, under no circumstances will an exception be granted solely on the basis of economic hardship. Mr. Bradford stated in his original exception application that he has a 10-acre lease with oysters and clams on it, and he wishes to harvest these to earn some extra money to pay for it. He also would like to do public harvest as well. Mr. Bradford's original exception application was denied due to the fact that it did not satisfy the criteria in subsection D. If you have a lease, you can get an aquaculture product owner's permit for oysters or for clams. You don't need a commercial fishing registration license to work there in lease. But he wanted to do public oystering as well. He has appealed this decision, which was also included, and that's on attachment 3 and attachment 4. We reviewed his appeal, and again, we don't feel that Mr. Bradford has demonstrated that he's fished a significant quantity of commercial gear as provided. And again, Subdivision 5 very much stipulates that under no circumstances can the exception be granted solely on the basis of economic hardship. Mr. Bradford, I believe, is here. I can see if he's outside. He was going to be here, is my understanding.
I don't see him.
And while they're looking for him, staff recommends that Mr. Bradford's appeal be denied and the decision of the commissioner to deny Mr. Bradford's request for an exception be upheld.
Is Mr. Bradford here?
Bradford. No, Mr. Bradford, Officer Hall? He was to be here. And I talked to him just as recently as Friday on the phone. He assured me he was going to be here for the duration today.
What would the commission like to do with this?
Do we act on it, or do we?
It's your choice. You can act on what the staff has presented and what he presented, or you can hold it over if you think he'll have, you know, show up and have additional information.
What do you think would be something that would allow us to bring Mr. Bradford back into the...
Based on what Mr. Bradford submitted to staff, we agree with the decision to deny. It did not meet the criteria, and a lot of his arguments were based on economic hardship, which we've been before you before during the appeal month, and there's only four of those a year. Economic hardship is not a basis for this.
That's what I read in his...
Mr. Fox.
Go ahead.
Don't hear him today, if we don't take action today, he can come back when?
Three months. Next appeal month would be March.
March.
And he was here at some point today?
I'm not sure if he was here. The last time I talked to him Friday, he said he would be here throughout and with the crowd and everything today and a few other issues. I didn't get a chance to chase him down. But I've spoken to him frequently, and he was assuring me there's no way he was missing this meeting, so I don't know what could have happened.
Keep in mind, this...
He may have thought we heard it somewhere in the middle of all that.
What he's trying to get an exemption from is a two-year waiting period.
Yeah.
So he could put in an application today. I know this is not what he wants.
Right.
Put in an application today and get his license in 2 years.
He can also...
Automatically, without any decision of this commission.
Right.
It's the normal two-year waiting period that everyone has to wait to get.
But he has not put his application in?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
He was looking for the commission to grant this to him as an exception.
Wouldn't he have a pending application to get the exemption?
been denied twice.
You have just applied for an exception.
Okay. I didn't see him here today.
Okay.
I know who he is, yes.
All right.
I'd like to hear from him.
Does the commissioner want us to table the matter at this time?
That's fine with me. I don't have any objection to that. And if he appeals again, we'd go toward the March date.
Any objection to just tabling this until the next month he can be heard?
Do you think we're, at the same time, are we giving him some false sense of, it seems as though he's been denied an appeal twice in a row. I really can't see that we're going to change our direction at this point.
It's up to you.
I think six in one hand, half a dozen the other. So if we want to move to deny, I think there'd be support.
Sure. I think we ought to hear from him if he so sees it to be fit. Then let's do that. I feel bad that if he's not here, we make a decision.
Okay. So the motion is to table.
Table, yes, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Any objection to tabling? Hearing none, we're tabled until the...
Would it be, just for clarification, would it be till the next appeal month, which would be March, if he does want to continue?
He wants to come back next month. Anybody have a problem with that?
No, sir.
Okay.
Right. So just let him know we were expecting him. He's got another opportunity if he wants to come. But
the last.
The last opportunity. Okay, I agree with that.